Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. Hello, friends. Good to have you with us. Get off of work at 4. Maybe you're commuting. Maybe you just got up out of your office and it's time. It's you time. Thanks a lot for turning us on. Really appreciate it very much on WBEN. And by the way, I want to make it perfectly clear that we are now live local Buffalo on WBEN, and we are the most listened to Buffalo radio station all day long. News Radio 930 WBEN. Yowza, yowza. And why would that be? Because of the content. Because every morning you find out everything you need to know for the day ahead from Susan Rose and Brian Mazurowski from 5 until 9. 9 until 10. Brian Mazurowski, B-Maz, teams up with Joe Beamer. The show, oddly enough, is called B-Maz and Beamer. 10 o'clock until 2. It is the inimitable David Bellavia, Medal of Honor recipient, but also a very good sense of humor. 2 to 6. I nosedive it. And then 6 o'clock, it is WBEN's Evening News with Tom Puckett. So live, local, Buffalo. It works. Happy to be a part of it and all that kind of stuff. Wait, that sounded so insincere. I'm happy to be a part of it and all that kind of stuff. Hello, I am reading this. I am so happy to be here today. It is a wonderful place to be. Sorry. I cracked myself up. People have said that about me. Like, I'll be in a car, and I'll think about something that happened during the day, and I'll just start laughing. I'll say it a couple of times. I'll start laughing, and people who don't know me become very concerned. People who do know me understand that. He cracks himself up. So anyway, and hopefully occasionally I do it for you. I've been told that happens. I've been told I have caused people to spew with some of the nonsense I say. Anyway, Jordan Poyer is a Buffalo Bill, and I got to tell you, I think Jordan Poyer is a courageous guy. I mean, courage comes in many, many different forms. It can be the 8-year-old diagnosed with diabetes who finds out that regular blood sugar testing is going to be the rest of his or her life. It can be a 10-year-old who finds out he's got cancer. And courageously deals with it. Courage comes in many, many ways. Many ways. And Jordan Poyer, I think, did a very courageous thing. He went public on the internet about his drinking problem, and then he did an interview on WGRZ Channel 2 about his struggles with alcohol. He's been sober a year. He's overcome the demon of alcohol, if you will. We have done a lot of shows on opioid addiction. We've done some shows on heroin, cocaine, meth. I mean, we've done a lot of drug shows. I don't remember ever doing an alcohol show. So if you have dealt with alcohol dependency, I would really like to know. It touches more families than opioids by far. Alcohol is by far America's number one abused drug. It is available. Nobody ever starts drinking thinking that they're going to end up as an alcoholic. Do you know somebody who has struggled with and who has overcome alcohol dependence? And will Poyer's story encourage you to change your wicked ways? Now, my mother thinks I drink too much. You know, she's concerned. My dad drank too much. And I'm not in denial, believe me. Denial is a river in Egypt. I drink just the right amount. Just exactly the right amount. I don't do the lone drinking. I'm a social drinker. I have a lot of social occasions, though. Wait, work is a social occasion, right? What do you think I go to the bathroom for, sir? Pasquale, what do you think I'm doing in there? I enjoy the socializing that comes from drinking. I enjoy socializing without drinking. I enjoy socializing with drinking. I don't do beer. After my heart situation, I went through a phase of red wine. During my convalescence, I probably had more red wine than I should have had. But I don't do that anymore. My drink of choice is something along the way of, a Crown on the Rocks, maybe Angel's Envy on the Rocks, Basil Hayden, something like that. That is what I prefer to drink. Beer, can't tell you the last time I had a beer. I know I'm probably going to get kicked out of being a Buffalonian, but I'm just not a big beer person. The thing that worries me about drinking is not what you'd think. The thing that worries me is the calories, because booze is basically a lot of empty calories. You are getting nothing for the caloric input whatsoever. And according to the Cleveland Clinic, Mr. Bowerly, you've been diagnosed with tertiary syphilis. What? Now, according to the Cleveland Clinic, drinking, what does it do to your body? Drinking gives your body work to do that keeps it from other processes. Once you take a drink, your body makes metabolizing it a priority above processing anything else. Unlike proteins, carbs, and fats, your body doesn't have a way to store alcohol, so it has to move to the front of the metabolizing line. So this is why it affects your liver, because it's your liver's job to detox and remove booze from your blood. That is Mr. Liver in action. Other ways booze affects your health. Number two, abusing alcohol causes bacteria to grow in your gut, which can eventually migrate through the intestinal wall and into the liver, leading to liver damage. Doesn't sound like fun. Number three, too much is bad for your heart. It can cause the heart to become weak and have an irregular beat pattern. Also puts people at higher risk for high blood pressure. Aha. Number four, people can develop pancreatitis, inflammation of the pancreas from alcohol abuse. Drinking too much puts you at risk for some cancers, like cancer of the mouth, esophagus, throat, liver, and breast. And lastly, ClevelandClinic.com, it can affect your immune system. If you drink every day or almost every day, you might notice that you catch colds, flus, or other illnesses more frequently than people who don't drink. This is because alcohol can weaken the immune system and make the body more susceptible to infections. All right, that's according to what the Cleveland Clinic has to say. I just had it. Hold the phone here. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Cursor. Just popped up. Now, how much is too drinking? What is heavy alcohol use? Any idea what heavy alcohol use is? All right. Hey, if you're going through a bottle of Krupnik a day, you're drinking way too much of it. A bottle of schnapps a day, you're drinking way too much of it. I mean, even close to that. But the National Institute on Abuse, NIAAA, defines heavy, is that what it stands for? Defines heavy drinking as follows. Okay, if you're a guy, heads up, drinking more than four drinks on any day or more than 14 drinks a week is a problem. All right, I do not meet that threshold. For women, consuming more than three drinks on any day or more than seven drinks per week is an issue. So that seems a little high to me. That sounds like, that's heavy alcohol use. I'm not sure exactly how to define an alcoholic. I don't even know that the experts know how to define an alcoholic. Somebody who is drinking uncontrolled, blackout drunk. You ever been blackout drunk? No. What is your situation with booze in light of Jordan Poyer coming forward as a football player? Is anybody going to come forward and tell me that they have quit drinking? Now, this is an interesting time to be asking this question because I'm going to take a drink right now. Don't get all excited. It's just vitamin water. Go through a lot of that stuff every day. And I'm healthy, too. So anyway, if you've been through it yourself, I would like to know. At what point did you know you had a problem? And a lot of times, I'm told, it is a DUI. That's like a wake-up call. A DUI, I have a problem. A breakup or a divorce over your drinking can indicate that you have a problem. And over the years, I have known some women who have told me that they have ended relationships that otherwise looked promising because the guy was basically a raging alcoholic. If you keep a cooler in the back seat of your car and you pop open, you know, you reach back into the cooler in the back and you whip out a roadie and you start drinking when you're driving, you may have a problem. And I must tell you, something that really, it drives me nuts, sloppy drunk people drive me up a wall. These are the people, I mean, seriously, these are the people that really give drinking a bad name. The sloppy drunk people. The sloppy drunk guy who, every time you see him, he's blitzed. And he tells you the same things over and over and over again. Worse than I do on the radio. The sloppy drunk lady. I mean, if you are a woman and you've ever awakened in a place and you're not really sure how you got there, and it's like, are my car keys here? And am I going to do the walk of shame? It may be time for a little self-assessment. But in all honesty, I do not like sloppy drunk people. I enjoy drinking socially. Not going to deny that. But I do not enjoy sloppy drunk people. I don't like being around sloppy drunk people. Another thing about sloppy drunk people is increasing belligerence. Have you ever been put in the uncomfortable situation of being at a social event and a domestic breaks out because of drinking, because people forget there are other people around and they basically go at each other? I mean, that is such an uncomfortable position to be in as a guest, like or having people at your house and they start getting into it over alcohol. Oh, my goodness, that happened to me once, and I will never forget how awkward it was. Like, yeah, you know, I really think you need to leave. Let me get you a cab because you're not driving. Thank you very much. All right, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Do I not have any alcoholics in the audience? Do I not have any former alcoholics in the audience? Maybe you're drunk right now. I can't believe nobody's called in. I'm amazed. I can ask you guys, hey, tell me about your problem with blow, and the lines explode. Hey, tell me about your crystal meth habit. Nobody wants to admit they're an alcoholic, but they'll admit that they smoke 18 bongs a day. They'll admit that they do 58 yard lines of cocaine, but they won't admit they had a drinking problem. I'm fascinated by this. This is an incredible dynamic. Oh, no, the singing hood ornament is on again. Okay, you know what? That would cause me to drink. That ad is so freaky. The singing hood ornament, the Allstate ad. The hairs on my arm are standing up. The singing hood ornament is at it again. All right, let's go to the calls on WBEN. Alcoholism, your life, has it affected? And here is Mike in Buffalo on WBEN. Mike, I never thought it would be so hard in Buffalo to get people to talk about alcoholism.
I agree with that one.
So, I mean, we are a drinking city with a football problem. It was once said in a T-shirt. What's your story, sir?
Okay, I'm 60 years old. I've drank for years, but during COVID, I was furloughed. And it became, I mean, I was working around the house and all that, but it became a liter of vodka a day.
A liter of vodka every day?
If not, a little more.
What brand?
Sobieski.
Wow. And for how long did that keep up before you said to yourself, hey, this has got to stop?
Probably about 4 or 5 months, and I went to a few AA meetings, which if anybody's hesitant, they should do that.
I've heard good and bad things about AA from people.
Well, I went with a friend of mine, and they suggested I went to a detox center, which I only went for 3 days, just to so I can get off it, because if not, at that level of vodka or any alcohol, you can go through seizures. So I went there for the 3 days. I got out. I was good for about 3 months, fell off the wagon for like 2, and now I weaned myself off and have not drank for months, and I have not felt this good in probably 10 years.
Mm. And do you know, and they probably talk about this at meetings, I don't know, I've never needed to go to one, and I don't judge you at all, by the way, for your situation in the least, but do they tell you what your triggers are, how to recognize them, how to avoid them, and how to act once the trigger is pulled so you don't fall back onto the wagon?
They do speak of that, but my whole thing is I have a good job, a beautiful wife, and we have a nice house. So everything is good. It's just I truly enjoyed the taste of the vodka. And I would drink it sometimes, with a mixer, but a lot of times just drink it straight out of the glass.
But at the same time, it sounds like it's something that you really can't control. So, you're better off without it, right?
Oh, correct. Without a doubt.
Yeah. I meant to say fall off the wagon, not jump back onto the wagon. Sorry about that. Got to get my cliches right.
Everything around me is better.
So, all right, what do you say to somebody listening right now who is thinking, I'd really like to call in, but I'm kind of embarrassed by this because I'd have to basically admit that I'm an alcoholic, but they want some guidance, they want some wisdom from somebody who's been there. What do you tell them?
Don't be afraid to ask people for help, especially, your close friends. They already know you're an alcoholic. There's no issue about that. Your family and friends know you're an alcoholic.
That's actually correct in many, many cases. Thank you. I appreciate it very much. It is 27 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Alcohol, the Jordan Poyer story. And I want your story. There are divorces, breakups that happen over booze. And, I don't think anybody likes a sloppy drunk. And the other thing that I don't like about people when they get drunk is they get loud. Have you ever been by the loud table at the restaurant? They've been there for an hour, hour and a half. They've had 3 glasses of wine each, and the volume is going up and up and up and up, and before long the windows shatter. Yeah, drunk people are loud people. Don't like that. Oh, yes, it's Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. So, alcohol. Jordan Poyer of the Buffalo Bills, he came out, said, hey, I had a drinking problem. I don't have a drinking problem anymore. I've been 1 year sober. Some of the signs, according to alcoholrehab.org, experiencing temporary blackouts or short-term memory loss, exhibiting signs of irritability and extreme mood swings. Making excuses for drinking, like to relax, deal with stress, or feel normal. I don't know, to me, the feeling normal one, that would be the alarm. Choosing drinking over other responsibilities and obligations. Well, absolutely. If you stay home and drink instead of going to work, I think you got a problem. Becoming isolated and distant from friends and family members. Yeah. Drinking alone or in secrecy. That's a big one. Feeling hungover when not drinking. And changing appearance and group of acquaintances you hang out with. But maybe you've seen that happen to you or somebody about whom you care. By the way, the number to call if you have, actually to text, if you have any tips about the missing Buff State student, Sanaya Dennis, is 336-3147. 336-3147. But be real and have information. 336-3147. Trying to bring Sanaya Dennis home safely. Hope that is the case. All right, alcohol and you. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. COVID, alcohol sales up, the last I saw, 33%. And They're getting you ready for shortages of everything. Shortages of chicken, beef, pork, shortages of gasoline, and shortages of chlorine for your pool. And again, if nobody wants to work, it's kind of a national emergency, my opinion. Let's go to Andy in Buffalo. I'm sorry, Andy in Cheektowaga, WBEN. Andy, hello.
Yes, hello. I'd just like to say that I'm grateful that I've been sober for 5 years, and I now chair Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. And we get a really bad rap. We're not some weird cult or anything like that. There's no Chris Moltisanti. It's just a bunch of people who get together and help each other with their common problem, which is alcoholism. And I wanted to stress that it's not just getting sober, because a lot of people get sober, and then they go home and they go someplace, and then they invariably drink again. The best thing to do, and that's why I believe in Alcoholics Anonymous, is you go just like an hour every other day. No one's going to hound you or anything. Like, you go there for an hour, talk to some people, get a sponsor if you can, and I tell you, it's saved my life. Saved a lot of people's lives.
Now, why do you think AA has gotten a bad rap? I mean, like anything else, I've heard good about it. I've heard bad about it. Popular culture. It was on The Sopranos. I don't think it got a bad rap in The Sopranos. And it was also featured on Shameless.
Yeah, that was from The Sopranos.
Say that again, please.
Christopher Moltisanti.
Right.
The Sopranos.
Right, but I mean, I've watched every episode of The Sopranos. I don't remember any that gave AA a bad rep.
AA, and he fell off right off the wagon right away.
No, but I blame that on Christopher Moltisanti's character, not AA.
Right. Well, they say you can get a horse thief to stop drinking, but he's still a horse thief. With AA, you try to get yourself into a better. It's a spiritual program. It's not religious. I tell you, it's. We alcoholics need something like that, because if we're left to our own devices, we're gonna drive in off the road. So, but I would highly recommend it if it's not for you or.
How many? All right, let me ask you this: for those who might benefit through Alcoholics Anonymous, how many meetings should they give it before they say, this isn't for me?
Well, they say it's go to meetings until you want to go to a meeting.
Go to meetings until you want to go to, all right, so until they become something to which you look forward.
Advise people to try to go to 90 meetings in 90 days, just so you can see the ones that you want to avoid. And there are some weird ones. There are some strange ones. I stick to the, I go to like the old man meetings, because they've been through it all. My sponsor was a retired psych nurse, so he's seen everything. And he's come back from it. He's, doing great.
So let me ask you, what benefit is there to somebody who wants to quit drinking by going to a meeting and having a bunch of people stand up and say, my name is Jim, I'm an alcoholic, and here's what happened to me?
Well, they say an AA meeting is a place where AA can go and tell stories. I'm getting this thing wrong, sorry. And hear their own stories told back to them, because we really have a lot of commonalities. And you'd be surprised. There's lots of musicians. There are actors. I play the guitar. You'd think that somebody who goes up on stage all the time wouldn't get nervous. I have, and it's really helped with me with anxiety and just everything.
Well, look, nothing surprises me at all about the entertainment industry. It's a dangerous industry in terms of various addictions and various temptations.
Absolutely, yes.
Some of which one learns to avoid. But that's another story for a different day.
This is Duke's son, Andy Desaias. So.
I'm sorry?
This is Duke's son, Andy Desaias.
Oh, okay. I usually don't go with last name, but I worked with your dad. I want to thank you very much for calling, and I appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, again, presuming that he is who he says he is, Don Dusias was one of the greats in Buffalo broadcasting. He was for many years the news director on the old GR55, also hosted the post-Sabres game shows, the fourth period back in the 1970s and 1980s, and I had a chance to work with Don in the 1983 season when every once in a while the equipment actually worked, and he'd throw it to me, and I'd actually be able to get on the air with an interview. It was so embarrassing. All right. It wasn't me. It wasn't Don. It was just the equipment. The odd wasn't built for certain things like broadcasting. All right. Or concerts for that matter. Let's go back to the calls talking about you and alcoholism. And have you been tempted during COVID? Those of you who've been on the wagon. And have you had to deal with a spouse? I mean, alcoholism is a huge cause of breakups and divorce. And it goes both ways. Men, women. Here is Ziggy. Ziggy, Niagara, you're on. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How you doing today?
Hello, Ziggy. What's on your mind?
Well, I kind of talked myself into spilling the beans on old Ziggy.
Well, good. I'm proud of you. I'm serious. I have to tell you before, I was kind of laughing to myself. The things that people have called in and confessed to me over the years have been far more or far less societally acceptable than drinking too much and having a problem with it. So I had to laugh a little bit before. But what happened to you, Ziggy?
Well, I drank from the, I would say, mid-70s until the 9th of July, 2016.
What happened on July 9th of 16?
Well, the woman I was with, she made me a deal. I'll buy you a quart of vodka today if you go to Horizons tomorrow. And it just worked. This time it stuck. I've been to Stutzman.
I don't, please don't name places because then I'm going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, but please, dude, please don't name places, all right?
Well, anyhow, when I started drinking, I was a teenager, and there was no socialness, no partying to it. I was off to the races. I drank to get drunk. Every time I get drunk, and that carried me through, 45 years, 50 years?
Wow. See, that's wild, because I can honestly tell you I hate being drunk. To me, it's one of the worst feelings in the world, and it hasn't happened that much in my life.
Right. Well, some people, a couple shots of whiskey or a couple beers calms them down, whatever. Myself,
I think it gives you the illusion of being calmed down.
Perhaps. But yeah, when I started and, you know, both my grandparents grandfathers were alcoholics. The old man was a bottle toucher, and they say that some people are genetically predisposed to, susceptibility to becoming alcoholics.
Absolutely.
And I look at all my aunts, uncles, whatnot. I mean, the last time I saw my one uncle was in a bar, naturally, and I said, hey, do you know me? He didn't know me. I said, I'm your brother's kid.
Oy.
Didn't even recognize.
But, well, you know, you brought up a great point, and, you know, if we have any, you young people listening, if you've got a parent who's an alcoholic, you really need to pay attention to your own drinking because you are preloaded with a predisposition to alcoholism. If you think about grandparents and close blood relatives, you know, you got to be super, super careful with booze.
Yes, they do.
My brother, God rest his soul, but he drank too much. Died at 64, and I think he smoked and he drank too much. And I love him, but, you know, it was the life he chose, and unfortunately it just proved to be a lot shorter than, you know, he probably thought it would be.
Right, shorter than it should have been.
Well, that's true.
Probably could have accomplished a lot more, but yeah, once it gets you, and unless you can see it, I mean, you can have the world tell you, hey, you're a jerk when you get drunk, you're mean, you're nasty, you're vulgar, the whole nine. I mean, like I said, it cost me a decent job, 3 relationships, a house. I bought an apartment house back in the 80s, and that went with the bottle.
Well, I was going to say, you know, you talk about, you know, you're obnoxious, you're annoying. People say that about me sober.
Oh, stop. Hell.
Well, Ziggy, God bless you for staying sober. And thank you for your courage in telling your story. And I'm going to let you, before I go to traffic here and say goodbye to you, I want you to offer advice. As somebody who's been there, you've been at rock bottom, you went to your Horizons program, which I will mention because you said it worked for you. Your advice to people who are fighting alcoholism right now.
If you're questioning yourself, if you think you have a problem, you probably do.
Yeah, fair enough. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Now, see, I said earlier, my mom, see, she hates. My mother is Carrie Nation. If you don't know who that is, look it up. She's a lady who used to go to saloons with a hatchet and bust open beer kegs. That's my mother. All right. So if I had one drink, she would say I drank too much. Just so you're all clear. And I did take great delight in having drinks the other night when she was sitting at the table watching the band. Now, in all honesty, I do enjoy socializing. I would not give up my social life for anything. But I can honestly tell you, I do not have a problem with alcohol. No, I believe me. I mean, I just don't. I want to be a wise guy, but it would just be so inappropriate. No, I don't. I mean, thank God I don't, but it just isn't an issue. It is 4:53 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Because if you were to tell me, Pasquale, I could never, ever have another alcoholic beverage, you know what my response would be? Oh, all right. I'll take a club soda then. Thank you. Let's go to Sally in Buffalo with an interesting story, because booze sales are up like 33% during the pandemic. Sally, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Sally. You've got a story for us.
Oh, I do. You want me? Do you want the short version or the long version?
I'd like the radio-friendly version that gives us all the juicy stuff and then has a happy ending.
DWI in 2005 did not stop me. Then I did go to AA, and I did drop the booze in the sink, right? Didn't stop me, but I heard this. I'm kind of nervous on this.
I'm sorry, it's all right, Sally. It's just you and I, and nobody is going to judge you. Nobody's going to judge you because we all know people who've been there.
Okay, so I will tell you this: I've been sober since August 9th, 2017. And it's been wonderful. I did the Horizon program. I had two great female counselors, and they were amazing. And I have a family member that is not doing so great. So I just want to pass along that everybody in Buffalo, if they can do Horizon, because unfortunately, Horizon isn't in other states, you know. That's the problem.
Yeah, we have listeners all over the country, and people have got to ask around to figure out what site, you know, what places work and for what kind of alcoholic. I'm sure there's different kinds of alcoholics, just like there's different kinds of meth addicts, coke addicts, and whatever.
Yeah.
And you got to find something that's going to work for you. Just out of curiosity, were you tempted at all during the pandemic to go off of the wagon?
Yes, but what I did was I designed glassware at home with different things like green tea, kombucha, what else do I have? Lemon waters, things like that. So I designed my own little party.
All right. Well, party in a package. Why not?
Exactly.
Well, Sally, I think you're highly courageous. Nobody's going to judge you, and I'm glad that you've been sober. And, I mean, Jordan Poyer, I mean, again, courage comes in all forms and in all different ways. And, you know, you have no less courage than he, and I'm glad you called.
That is true, yeah. But I will tell you, it hasn't been easy. But you have to create. I suggest that people create.
It's not easy to quit anything like that. I mean,
No, it's not. But,
yeah.
You know, there is. I want to say this. Very, very important. If you have a family member, I have a boyfriend that has a huge amount of strength, big shoulders, and he has helped me tremendously. So, you know, that's really, really important. And friends that support you, you know.
As long as they support you, the last thing you need is that friend who says, just one, Sally. It's not going to hurt anything.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
All right. There's Sally. All right, guys. Jordan Poyer, the Buffalo Bills, says, hey, I had a problem with alcohol. I've been sober for a year. And your experiences, and I know this affects a lot of people in Western New York and probably more so during the pandemic.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.